kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. This week on our Business of the Bakken feature, we talk with Dan South of Dome Technology. And these Business of the Bakken interviews are brought to you by Crude Life Photography. When you need some crude photos, contact Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's Crude Life Photography. When you need photos with a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Contact Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. And now back to our Business of the Bakken interview. This week's guest, Dan South with Dome Technology.
Dome Technology, Dan South, Vice President of Sales.
Well, let's start with a little impromptu commercial. Tell me about your company. What is it you guys do, and where do you operate out of, et cetera?
We operate out of Idaho Falls, Idaho. We focus on building concrete structures, primarily dome structures. It's a monolithic type construction. It's a little bit unique in that our domes are built on air inflated structures. We'll have like a concrete ring foundation, similar to most foundations, and then we attach an air form to it. We inflate it with air and then go on the inside of it, and we insulate it with polyurethane foam, and then we apply engineered reinforcing rebar and like shotcrete to the underside of it. And so at the end of the day, you've got a firm, hardened, very durable storage facility.
That is quite an engineering feat, isn't it, in your industry, or is it pretty common now, I guess?
No, it's pretty unique. You know, we're a design build firm, so we do all our own engineering design and actual execution. Our engineers specialize in thin shell concrete design. It's very unique. We use a lot of finite element analysis in the designs, and they're great buildings.
Energy industry, do you supply the energy industry with these?
Yeah, you know, we've done a number of storage facilities in the energy industry in the past, mostly for coal storage. We've done a little bit in some refineries for pet coke storage. They make any type of product that's stored in bulk, coal, limestone, bulk, pet coke, as I mentioned, any bulk type storage, we do really well at.
Where are you guys doing business in terms of clients? How many states are you, primarily just east-west, or where are you guys shipping to?
You know, we work pretty globally. We've got a lot of our work currently here on the east coast of the United States. We've got some west coast stuff. We've done work in about 28 different countries. Right now we have a large cold storage facility in China happening. So we're pretty globally oriented, and we're able to mobilize to most places on the planet.
Globally speaking, how is the energy plays in other countries? Are they having a resurgence, much like is happening in America?
We're seeing a lot of activity at import-export facilities and others at the actual mine sites themselves regarding coal. Mm-hmm. It's still a market that's a little bit new to us. We haven't penetrated it as deeply as we'd like to, but we've got, you know, a lot of, looks like a bright future.
I know North Dakota, I think something like 75-80% of homes are powered by coal. It's a popular thing. Are you guys finding that the coal companies are increasing doing business with you? Are they holding back because of EPA regulations, or how is the future's looking for you, I guess?
You know, I think the regulations, probably we can actually go and come in and solve problems for customers a lot. A customer is trying to do something with a power plant, they might have some fugitive dust emissions that the EPA is cracking down on. Our dome storages work really, really well for them. You know, we built domes as large as 100 meters in diameter, as tall as 200 feet tall, where we can store over 100,000 tons of coal in one structure. And so it really solves problems. It keeps the coal out of the environment, keeps the fugitive dust emissions down. It provides a very compact footprint area in areas that are maybe difficult for, you know, power plants or import-export facilities to operate in, where land is such a precious commodity, we can really consolidate their products.
How do you guys fare in the logistics or distribution world? Are you by rail? Are you by car, fleet, by barge?
We do. That's a good question. We do a lot of work where really all of them. We've done facilities where the product's coming in by rail, coming out by rail. We do a lot of facilities where it's maybe an export facility where the product comes in by truck and by rail and leaves by barge. So we have to tie into the overall mechanical system. And there's quite a bit of import as well. So really, whether it's truck, rail, barge, everybody has a need to store product, and that's what we specialize in, and we're really good at it.
How is it working internationally? You know, there's some, within the energy world, there's always import-exporting talk. You're already exporting. You're in the manufacturing world, is that right?
The construction. So we construct facilities so that importers, exporters, manufacturers, suppliers can store their product.
And how is it working internationally? You know, working with some different rules and regulations, I imagine. You know, I remember talking to the Montana RigMac guys, and they shipped to Australia, and they had to do some specialized additions to their timber, for obvious reasons, bugs and, you know, eggs and that sort of thing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan South of Dome Technology, or to listen to other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. And that interview is brought to you by The Crude Life Photography. When you need crude photos, contact Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Photography. Photography from a crude approach.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. To see if a radio station in your listening area carries Building the Bakken, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio, we are also featured in a variety of publications across the United States. The Bakken Breakout Magazine, published and distributed by the Bismarck Tribune. We have two feature stories in that issue right now. Pick up a copy of the Bakken Breakout Magazine and have a read. Or Oil and Gas Monthly out of Abilene, Texas. This month, we penned a feature story on Bakken distribution from BNSF to the Port of Vancouver. That's this month in Oil and Gas Monthly magazine out of Abilene, Texas. Visit our website for the entire Building the Bakken Media Network. And in addition to our over 20-plus media affiliates, Building the Bakken is grateful and thankful for being a part of this educational and informational energy show. So Building the Bakken would like to thank our media affiliates for being a part of the shale revolution. In addition to our media affiliates, Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors for supporting this educational and informational program. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Montana RigMat, Montana's original RigMat company. Better mats, better prices. Montana RigMat, www.mtrigmat.com. And The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. Once again, Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors for being a part of this educational show. MBI Energy Services, Montana RigMat, and The Crude Life. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? you